Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494, as we react to an all-time Phillies playoff victory. That was incredible, 7-6, Castellanos and Harper playing here, a great at-bat by Stott in the eighth, an incredible at-bat by Turner in the ninth to work the walk, good outing by Sanchez, and the Phillies show the guts we were all waiting for. But there is one issue, obviously, through the first couple games here, Hugh, and that's the bullpen. It was supposed to be the Phillies' strength or one of their strengths heading into the series. And you know, compared to the Mets, we're supposed to have the better bullpen. Through two games, not really, right? The Phillies' bullpen has struggled.
Not so much, yeah.
It struggled a lot in game one. It struggled again yesterday. All right, how big of a concern is this as we look forward to game number three? Let's hear from Topper on how he's used the bullpen so far.
The way you use your bullpen there late in the game, did you want to get Hoffman and Strom back in there in high-leverage situations? Is that just kind of the way the matchups played out, that you had Strom back in there in the ninth as opposed to guys that you had gone with in the ninth more often this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it kind of worked out, and those were the pockets that we set up prior to the game for all of those guys. So, you know, the Mets right now are they're putting some slug on our bullpen, so we got to take a look at that.
Well, they're putting a lot of slug on the bullpen. I mean, they can't get Vientos out right now. You had the home run by, you know, Alonso yesterday. You had, you know, obviously what Nimmo did in the seventh inning against Kirker. They're hitting their bullpen. They got to clean this up. So I am concerned a little bit right now with the bullpen because it's a short series. If they have one more bad day, we're in big trouble here. But Ruben Amaro said something this morning, Hugh, that I thought was interesting. I hadn't thought about it from this perspective.
What would that be?
Well, we talked a lot about the hitters and the time off, you know, the bye. How could it affect them? Listen to Ruben this morning on the bullpen and how they may have been affected by the bye.
These guys are the most affected by those 5 days off because they have complicated deliveries. They have to have pinpoint command. And when they're not in competition, It throws them off. They need regular reps. I do believe in my heart of hearts, the more they pitch, the better they will get. I know they're going to be seen more, but their stuff will be better and their stuff will be sharper. Right now, they're not real sharp with their command. You see Strom not being able to work the inside part of the plate against right-handers, and you see Hoffman not being able to command his slider, which he's done very, very well this season. And that's the reason why these guys are not effective right now. And I do believe as they pitch through this playoffs, I think that they're going to get better and better.
Hugh, what do you make of that? We talked more about the offense being rusty right off the layoff.
Yeah, the timing and the hitting and everything.
We didn't talk about the relievers who are used to throwing, you know, once every two or three days, right? One of those guys is in the game once every two, three, 4 days. They rarely have five straight days without pitching. Maybe Ruben's right. Maybe they needed a day or two to get locked back in. Well, I hope he's right.
I mean, there's something to that, I think. You know, you always worry about when you have time off, especially in the playoff scenario, whether or not you're going to have your fastball or you're going to have your speed moves or whatever it is, whatever sport that you play, you kind of worry about that a little bit. And I always felt like there was a time where, you know, it takes you a little bit of time to work back into the game. Mm. So hopefully these last two games that we just played, hopefully that was the games that we used to work back into it. And now hopefully we're locked in. Just like Cassie said the other day, he had to lock in a little bit. And I've been making jokes about that a little bit. But sometimes it does take a little while for you to get back to that sweet spot that you were in before you actually went on that hiatus.
And maybe the move is more Estevez. I mean, he's a guy the Mets haven't seen much of. They've seen a lot of Hoffman.
He's excited to be here.
Of course he is. He's on a winning team now. He's with the Angels for the Rockies before that. He's been on bad teams. Maybe it's more him. I mean, the Mets have seen a lot of Strom and Hoffman the last 2 years. They haven't seen as much of him. Kyle, it might be as simple as that. Like, they just don't have the book on him. They've seen a lot of Hoffman and Strom since they became Phillies.
That could be that. Honestly, like, what Ruben said actually resonated a lot with me, just because Hoffman, I think, is the one guy that I'm legitimately concerned about, just because he looked like he was leaking a little bit of oil before the playoffs and that layoff. I remember I think I missed that game because I was at a wedding, and I was like, dude, what happened to Hoffman?
The Saturday against the Nets.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, just got hit around a little bit. I'm like, we're like, okay, you know, put that in the back pocket. That rarely happens. But then it happened again, and it's kind of like, oh, crap. Like, that's not a good sign. Kirkering, I think, is going to be okay. Estevez looked great, so that was good. And Strom had the bad outing at first, but I'm almost okay with that last. Like, Vientos should not have hit that ball, let alone muscled that out of the ballpark. Like, sometimes that was a good pitch by Strom.
Sometimes you got to give credit to the hitters.
Yeah. Like, Strom just got beat on that one. So I'm not overly worried about Matt Strom either. It's really Hoffman that I think I'm worried about. Other than that, like, I think we see some good bounce back performances by the bullpen.
Well, here's when it's really going to matter. Like, I think we all expect Noel to give six tomorrow, if not seven. And hopefully.
At least.
Game four is going to be a de facto bullpen game. It's a Suarez game. Let's hope we're up 2-1 going in. Either way, there's going to be a game four. And that the Phillies could be in the bullpen in the third inning in that game. Like, we can't avoid these guys. You could say, well, use him here, use him here. Whatever order you want to pick on Wednesday night, we're going to see Hoffman, and we're going to see Strom. We're going to see Estevez. We're going to see Kirkering. We're going to see Alvarado. They're all going to pitch Wednesday. We're going to need those guys to pitch well. And, you know, it's the bullpen in the playoffs. You can't not use these guys. Like, every game, even on Saturday, Wheeler was amazing. They still had to cover two innings without him.
Like, yeah, it's all hands on deck, man.
Everyone's going to have to pitch.
Yeah, everybody's going to do their job.
Yeah, there's no question. I expect when Topper talks, we'll carry it at 1:30 today. He'll be asked about the bullpen. He'll be asked about the Bohm situation. I'm sure he'll be asked about, you know, how he's going to handle those two things, and maybe, you know, he's going to make any changes there. 215-592-9494. All right, that's the phone call. On the other side, all your phone calls coming up. Your reaction to the win. Do you feel good about this series 1-1 going to New York? Aaron Nola on the mound tomorrow night. What an amazing night last night. Castellanos, Harper, everyone contributed last night to an incredible victory for the Phillies. We are 1-1 right now across the board of the National League. So, yeah, just quickly, NL, Phillies 1-1, the Mets, obviously. Padres, Dodgers 1-1, and then we get the two AL series playing tonight. But these NL series are going to be good ones. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything Phillies after an all-time victory for the Phillies last night over the Mets. Topper talks at 1:30. Your calls throughout the hour on Sports Radio 94.